So far, Hurricane Earl has turned out like the unemployment numbers today. Not quite as bad as expected, but it is still a hurricane, and it has not yet finished sideswiping the East Coast. NPR's Greg Allen has been covering this story throughout the morning. Greg, good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve.
Sounds a little windy where you are.
Yes, I'm here on the beach in Virginia Beach, and the waves are quite impressive, as you can imagine.
What does it look like?
Well, we escaped the worst of the storm, as you say. It hit the Outer Banks and Virginia as a Category 2, not a Category 3, as what we saw yesterday. So the winds that came here into the Outer Banks were mostly tropical storm force winds, which is 70 miles per hour or so, and those were in gusts. So the wind speeds were certainly less than we had anticipated. One reason was that the storm went a little further east than the one track had taken it. So we got off somewhat lightly here, and mostly what we've seen is street flooding and down trees around where I am and also in the Outer Banks.
Okay, you're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is in that spot of Virginia that faces directly on the Atlantic Ocean. A little bit to the south of you is the Outer Banks to which you referred in North Carolina. Very long, thin islands, very well off the coast in many places. And we did hear some reports of flooded roads and some damage there.
That's right. And, you know, there, as you know, Steve, there are no strangers to hurricanes there. There was a mandatory evacuation for all visitors to the Outer Banks, and people largely did evacuate. It led to a big traffic jam yesterday. As it turned out, the overtopping of the roads of Highway 12, which runs through the island, has caused them to close the road. But it's early, but authorities still say they haven't had any reports of major damage. So they're optimistic that they can reopen everything and get it back to normal. But they're sending crews out now to look for places where, you know, sand might have washed across the roads. John Hamilton, our reporter in the Outer Banks, reports that he's seen just some canopy of a gas station down, some signs down, shingles off, but really nothing much more than that at this point. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we actually escaped the worst of Earl's wrath today.
Okay. What happens as the storm moves northward very briefly?
Well, the storm is headed directly for Cape Cod area. The island of Nantucket is right in the path. It should be hitting there later today. It is expected to weaken slowly, but the National Weather Service says that Earl will be a major hurricane when it hits the Nantucket and Cape Cod area later today.
Greg, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
That's NPR's Greg Allen.